Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts to promote, here to promote the 33rd annual Valparaiso University Jazz Festival is Jeff Brown.
How you doing, John?
Good. Jeff Brown is the founder of the Jazz Festival. Jeff, you've retired, haven't you?
No, not yet.
I've got
a few more years left. And
I was going to say, you're like my age. You're way too young to retire.
Of course. But I started the festival back when I had hair, John.
Yes.
And now I've joined the club.
Uh-huh, the club. It's so chic. We're the cool kids. So it's too bad our radio listeners can't see how cool we look. So the 33rd annual festival starts on April 2nd. It's five nights.
Five nights. And it's got a few new twists to it. And we're starting out with high school bands, mm-hmm. as we have in the past. And mm-hmm. they'll be from Chesterton and Portage. And Hobart, mm-hmm. and Kankakee Valley, mm-hmm. and indeed Valparaiso. Mm-hmm. And they each come in and prepared with a 20 to 22 minute set. And some of them have been at the festival now for like over 25 years. So it's been fun to see those programs grow.
It's amazing that these programs, maybe it's just coincidental, or it's because I'm in the arts, but I know so many people whose kids are going into pursuing education and becoming a professional jazz musician.
It's a tribute to these accelerated jazz education programs that are in this area especially. I think Lake and Porter County and some LaPorte County have some of the finer jazz educators in the state, and it's them.
Well, I think the parents are somewhat mystified, but they're also good about supporting. I mean, these are like our board members and so forth. So these are people who are in the healthcare professions and in the law professions. So, you know, they're not as concerned about what money their kids are going to make, maybe. And that is a luxury for them to be able to let their kids go to expensive schools.
And in many ways, that's one of the important aspects of jazz education and music education in general, because not everybody can be a great performer, not everybody could be, but you do have people that are learning about this music that become great supporters of the music, and that's equally as profound.
That's fantastic. So, okay, high school starts, and then what happens?
Then on Tuesday, April 3rd, we have the second version of the Swing and Dance Night, which is a concert in association with the Valparaiso Concert Association. And it's one that we play a lot of standards, like In the Mood, and mm-hmm. a lot of Frank Sinatra-ish types of things, mm-hmm. and things that we encourage folks to dance.
It's a
very interesting evening like
That's nice.
Then on Wednesday night, we have some more high school bands, then the University Faculty Jazz Trio, which I'm in as well.
Yes.
And which you've heard many times.
Many times.
And we'll be performing with Don Braden. Don Braden is a phenomenal jazz tenor saxophonist from the New Hampshire area.
Mm-hmm.
And he's recorded extensively worldwide. He'll be there. And then the very interesting group that makes its maybe like 10th appearance at the festival over these 30-plus years. Mm-hmm. It's the Northwest Indiana Jazz Educators Big Band. And essentially what that is band directors who still kind of have maintained their chops mm-hmm. Throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And we get together, we do one rehearsal, and then we do a concert. And it's a lot of fun. And it's for the amount of rehearsal that ensemble does, which is like one, we have a great deal of fun, and we do a lot of different repertoire. And it's a lot of area band directors that you see, you know, directing ensembles, actually performing. On Thursday the 5th, the VU Jazz Ensemble will be there. That's the ensemble that I direct at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be performing with Don Braden as well. And we have some commissioned works that will be premiering that evening. Mm. We've got some various, very interesting arrangements and compositions of Don's that he performs when he does these types of clinics that you don't necessarily hear on the radio or in other aspects.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday night, Bill Boris will be leading off with his trio. Bill is an incredible jazz guitarist here in the United States. Excuse me. He's a professor at Columbia in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and his trio is an organ trio. Hmm. Which is an interesting compilation of musicians to say it's guitar, drums, and and organ.
Is this like the Hammond B?
Hammond B3. You're just too hip, John, today. you are just too hip. And
I
then,
like the sound. I love that sound.
Yeah, yeah. And then like then Tierney Sutton. Tierney Sutton is an excellent vocalist. She's got, I believe, 9 Grammy nominations. Mm-hmm. I won't talk politically about the Grammy Awards on this show, but I mean, like, that's a whole other topic. But the thing is, she doesn't have the grand name of other folks. She is absolutely the most, one of the most, singularly most amazing jazz vocalists I've ever witnessed in my life, and I've seen a great deal of them. Her ability to utilize her voice as an incredible instrument is truly amazing, and it's something that I would strongly encourage people literally of any age that are interested in being a vocalist. You truly need to see how she approaches her instrument, which is her voice.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here, Jeff, to tell us about this jam-packed 5 nights of jazz music at Valparaiso University coming up April 2nd through the 6th. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.